From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. September 8th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Endpoints Pharma. Novodies sinks after second disastrous trial failure, this time of Avidity, acquired drug. Novodies faced a significant setback after the failure of a drug acquired from Avidity. This marks their second trial failure in a short period, raising concerns about their pipeline and ability to deliver effective treatments. The specific details of the trial results haven't been disclosed, but the implications for Novodies' stock and investor confidence are clear. This kind of news can shake up the market, especially for a company that's already navigating challenges. Investors will likely be keeping a close eye on how Novodies plans to address these issues moving forward. It's a tough spot for them right now. Next, second from Stat. Stat Plus, neuromuscular drug from Novodies fails in key study, adding to pressure on company. Hey, so I wanted to tell you about this drug Novodies was testing for a rare muscle wasting disease called myotonic dystrophy type 1, or DM1. It's a condition that makes muscles stiff and weak. So, the big news is that this drug, Deldesiran, didn't actually work in a major study. They were looking to see if it could help people relax their hands better after squeezing, which is a way to measure muscle function. Unfortunately, it didn't do any better than a placebo, which is kind of a bummer. This is actually the second time in a short period that one of their big drug trials has failed. It definitely puts some pressure on Novodies, especially because they're facing some patent expiration soon. They did have a win with a multiple sclerosis drug recently, so it's not all bad news, but this is a pretty significant setback for their pipeline. Up next, third from Cooks, Without Borders. Late summer Indian dinner. Leslie hosted a delightful Indian dinner inspired by a recent trip to Houston. She recreated a coconut stew she loved, but opted for a quicker shrimp dish called Yaramuli instead. To enhance it, she added roasted zucchini and charred Romano beans, although she forgot the ginger, which she thought would have elevated the dish even more. The evening started with a refreshing non-alcoholic drink, a sparkling lime drink, reminiscent of a favorite from her travels in India. She also served spiced cashews, which were easy to make and paired well with both the drink and gin and tonics. For the main course, she prepared charred baby eggplants, coconut milk shrimp with the added veggies, and sog made from a mix of greens. Despite some last-minute challenges, like discovering bugs in her basmati rice, Leslie managed to create a warm and inviting meal for her friends. She reflected on how planning ahead could have made things smoother. Overall, it was a lovely evening filled with good food and laughter. And then, fourth from Tell Me Three Good Things. 7 September 2020, 6 to the 3 good things. The article captures a lovely day filled with simple joys. It starts with a drive through New England, where the first signs of fall are appearing with vibrant leaves. There's a delightful mention of enjoying maple butter on gluten-free toast, which sounds absolutely delicious. The day wraps up with a visit to a charming neighborhood garden center, where the author and their son pick out some fresh houseplants. It's a reminder of how small moments, like appreciating nature and sharing food, can bring happiness. Now it's your turn to reflect on three good things in your life. Next, fifth from MedCity News. U.S. representative scrutinizes practices of IDR entities. Rep. Frank Pallone is asking 6 independent dispute resolution firms to hand over their arbitration data, because lawmakers are worried those companies might be inflating costs under the No Surprises Act. He's looking for the number of cases they've handled, the average award amounts, and how often they side with providers versus patients. The request comes after a handful of reports suggested that some arbitrators are consistently ruling in favor of hospitals, which could be driving higher out-of-pocket bills. Pallone wants to see whether the firm's practices line up with the law's intent to keep surprise bills low. If the data show a pattern of large, provider-biased awards, it could prompt tighter oversight or new rules for how these arbitrations are run. For now, the firms have a short window to comply, and the committee will decide what, if any, policy changes are needed. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.